This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Americans, by a 2-to-1 margin, say major media coverage was biased against U.S. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh in his confirmation. The findings of the Hill TV Harris poll were so stunning that a Democrat pollster told Hill TV that Americans do not trust the news media. Another reporter with the Daily Caller counted 9 ways in which stories pushed misinformation about Judge Kavanaugh. Bucking a highly criticized Supreme Court trend of hiring predominantly white male graduates from elite law schools, Justice Kavanaugh began his first official day at work by outdoing all previous justices in the racial and gender profile of his staff. This is Life News Radio. The American experience of good citizens voting to shape the future for the sake of goodness is again being tested. The myth that my vote doesn't count destroys both humility and this simple exercise of goodness. Perhaps you can participate in political campaigns, but on Election Day this November, be certain to participate and vote. Pro-life advocates are pushing for the success of the Gosnell movie opening on Friday, October 14th. They say too many people, even church people, embrace an illusion that abortion can be kept safe by creating emotional distance from the issue. The need to see the Gosnell movie this weekend may be as important as voting by showing society that people want to be aware. This Friday at 6:40 p.m., I will be in Renton, Washington at the Landing Regal Cinema. Join me there for the Gosnell movie. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.